he could tie bandages like nobody's business.
Juneau Ski Patrol member Mick Lowry says Ron Dippold could write the book on first aid.
They looked just really nice and neat whenever he did any kind of bandaging.
Dippold was a member of the National Ski Patrol for 52 years and taught first aid since the beginning. And for more than 50 years, he taught first aid and CPR courses for the American Red Cross, not just to students, but to instructors. Ernie Mueller sometimes taught alongside Dippold.
He was kind of a guiding light for all the instructors that worked with him in the Red Cross.
It's rare for someone to stick with a volunteer endeavor for half a century, but it was a way of life for Ron Dippold. He grew up in western New York State, attended forestry school, did a stint in the U.S. Navy, then got back to the woods with the U.S. Forest Service. He was able to spend much of that forestry career in Juneau. He also was Southeast Regional Director for the Alaska Division of the Red Cross for several years, but those who knew him the best say it was the years he worked without pay that define his legacy. Roger Rettig is Disaster Response Specialist for the American Red Cross in Southeast.
The volunteers that we have, they're a gold mine to us, especially those that stay active for as long as Ron has. I don't think we have anyone that's close to six decades.
In 2006, the Red Cross created the Chapter Volunteer of the Year Award and named it after Dippold. He was the first recipient.
He was intense. He was serious about, you know, everything that he taught, everything he said.
Dippold also helped people recover from disasters such as home fires and floods. Mueller says for years, Dippold was the face of the Red Cross in Juneau. And when he was teaching, he had a way of reaching students, even when they didn't want to be there.
You can teach a class and you can tell that this person is here because they have to be here. But when you're teaching the ski patrol or when you're teaching Red Cross volunteers, you're teaching people who want to be there because they want to be there for other people. And I think Ron really responded to both groups.
Maybe it was easier to teach those classes because Ron Dippold loved to bike, kayak, and ski.
I know some of the people that are on the patrol now, he actually pulled them down in sleds before when they were younger.
And when they joined the patrol, Lowry says, it was Ron Dippold who taught them first aid. Early in his ski patrol career, Ron Dippold received what's known as a national appointment for demonstrating leadership and extraordinary service to the skiing public and the National Ski Patrol. The appointment is for life, but a patroller can lose it. Lowry says Dippold just kept earning it.
It's a very prestigious award. There's not a whole lot of them done. There's maybe 20 in the whole state of Alaska.
Throughout his more than 50 years of volunteering, Dippold had to continually keep up on the changing protocols for administering CPR and first aid. He never missed a recertification. Mueller believes he knows what drove Ron Dippold to be the ultimate volunteer.
He had an underlying belief that it was important for people to have skills in the event of an emergency which might require somebody to get first aid treatment or CPR or even react to a natural disaster.
A celebration of life for Ron Dippold is tomorrow at Eagle Crest Ski Area at 1:30 p.m. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.